Africa cannot afford to ignore the sanitation and water crisis and its daily toll on human life, health, livelihoods and chances. This is according to a report recently released by the international non-governmental organization WaterAid. The document, Keeping Promises, looks in depth at the water and sanitation sector in five countries in sub-Saharan Africa: Ghana, Niger, Rwanda, Sierra Leone and Uganda. It notes that Rwanda offers a unique opportunity to demonstrate to other African governments what can be achieved on the ground through strong government commitment, well-planned and targeted investment, and collaboration with development partners. Nelson Komonda, based in Malawi, is the spokesperson for WaterAid.
In most cases, people ignore the cost of lack of safe water and sanitation, particularly in the case of Africa. The economic cost is even serious, particularly when you look at the prime time that women spend in terms of water fetching errands, basically. Instead of using the time for productive economic production, basically, one can say, they would be spending time nursing people in hospitals, but also they find themselves really prone to some risks, like maybe attacks as they are walking long distances to fetch water. And even when you calculate the economic cost in schools, you find that there is a high dropout rate, particularly for children that maybe in their stages of menstruation. And because menstrual hygiene management is quite critical for girl children to attend school or to remain in school, sometimes you have them dropping out of school.
Regarding Sierra Leone, the report notes that the government of that country is failing to keep its promises on funding for sanitation. From 1990 to 2010, the population of Sierra Leone grew by 1.8 million. However, only 325,000 people secured access to sanitation over the same period. In Ghana, from 1990 to 2010, the nation's population grew by 9.4 million. However, only 2.3 million people secured access to sanitation. Komonda says African leaders need to realize that with the rapid population growth and urbanization on the continent, there needs to be intensified efforts to live up to the water and sanitation needs of the masses.
To make even matters a little worse, Africa is relatively less urbanized, as you know it, than other major regions. But its urban populations are growing at much higher rates, and much of this growth is in formal settlements, or we should say slums. And since 1960s, countries like Uganda, they have seen their urban population growing to even up to 16% from 4%. Niger, from 6% in 1960, they have grown to 18%. And Ghana has even seen a remarkable growth to 52% from 23%.
Komonda takes us through some of the key recommendations outlined in the report.
We are asking African leaders that they must keep their promises, especially those made in the context of Ekwini. We also want governments to be more transparent on sanitation and hygiene financing. We are also calling for more action. We are saying that there should be a major increase in resources for sanitation and hygiene. And in this particular case, we want even the donor community to make sure that they focus their attention on the lack of safe water and sanitation.
WaterAid is active in 27 countries around the world, 19 of them in Africa. Its mission is to transform lives by improving people's access to safe water, sanitation and hygiene. Reporting for Channel Africa, I am Jane Matebula in Johannesburg.